I'm supporting the RNLA lifeboats because I think they're really, really important. My father was drowned when I was a baby. Unfortunately, the lifeboats weren't able to get to him, but I know on a daily basis they save a number of people, and everybody that they save, if it's somebody else's father or mother or family member. So I think the service that they have is just absolutely vital.
What happened all those years ago, Eimear, to your own father?
Well, I was only born, so I don't remember. So what I understand of it, I really got from my mother and family and from press releases at the time. But I know they went out fishing. It was a Sunday on the 20th of September in 87. They went out, they were crab fishermen, so they went out from Port Lean Pier in Glengad, and around lunchtime, the boat seemed to disappear. They had been in contact with another boat that had been nearby, and when contact stopped, the boat headed towards where they had last seen the boy Sean, which was my father's boat, and they came across just oil in the water and planks of wood and stuff. And unfortunately, my father's body was a body that they recovered floating from the water among the debris. The day that their boat went down was idyllic fishing conditions, as far as I can gather. There was no high waves, there was no winds. And he was an experienced fisherman. I know he started fishing when he was only about 16, so he had over 10 years' experience. And as far as I'm aware, his crew had extensive experience as well. So it just goes to show there is the power of the sea is, it's amazing, like it just can't be underestimated.
Eimear, you're sharing your story to lend your support to RNLI's May Day. How can people donate to this cause?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware now, there is a number of ways that they can donate. You can donate online on the RNLI website, or the way I find it most helpful is to text donate. So if you text RNLI May Day, to 50300, it donates €4 to the lifeboats.